We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines, and President Obama says he's very pleased with the outcome of the hostage drama on the high seas near Somalia. Navy SEALs rescued American ship captain Richard Phillips from pirates on Sunday after he had been held for ransom for days on a small life craft. Obama, who many believe gave the order to use deadly force that allowed Navy snipers to simultaneously kill the three pirates on the lifeboat with Phillips, says he's obviously pleased with the way this drama ended.
And I'm very proud of the efforts of the U.S. military and many other departments and agencies that worked tirelessly to resolve this situation. I share our nation's admiration for Captain Phillips' courage and leadership and selfless concern for his crew.
Speaking at the Transportation Department on Monday, the president said Phillips' safety was always the primary concern. He stressed his administration is resolved to stop the rise of piracy off the coast of Somalia.
We're going to have to continue to work with our partners to prevent future attacks. We have to continue to be prepared to confront them when they arise. And we have to ensure that those who commit acts of piracy are held accountable.
The pirates, though, are firing back literally and rhetorically. First, they say that the U.S. is their top enemy now, and as a result of the way the U.S. handled this situation, if in fact they take hostages in the future, and the country that claims those hostages tries to use force to take them back, those hostages will automatically be killed. Meanwhile, Somali insurgents have fired mortars at the plane of U.S. Congressman Donald Payne of New Jersey. Reporter Kate Moody has the details.
Congressman Donald Payne had just met with leaders of Somalia's government in the capital to discuss ways the international community could help the war-torn country. Eyewitnesses said insurgents fired mortars towards his plane while it was preparing for takeoff at Mogadishu's airport. One mortar landed while the plane was still on the runway, and five more landed after it had taken off. No injuries were reported. Payne's trip is believed to be the first visit by a senior U.S. politician to Mogadishu in years, and it came a day after the U.S. Navy rescued an American ship captain who had been held hostage by Somali pirates. Kate Moody, Washington.
And Kate's report is backed up by State Department spokesman Robert Wood, who says that Congressman Payne is in fact fine and that none of the mortars actually did any damage to the plane or injured anyone on board. Meanwhile, on the larger issue, Mr. Wood, again the State Department spokesman, says that Somali piracy is a growing problem that demands swift international attention.
We've been encouraging states to prosecute suspected pirates in their domestic legal systems. We've been working with industry and with the International Maritime Organization to help ships try to avoid these types of piracy incidents.
Wood says the problem is almost rampant lawlessness throughout Somalia.
What we're trying to do is work with a number of countries in the region and around the world to help bring some political and economic stability to Somalia. That's one of the things we've been actively engaged in.
Meanwhile, President Obama is easing restrictions against Cuba. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says limits on family travel and money transfers from the U.S. to Cuba are being lifted.
President Obama has directed that a series of steps be taken to reach out to the Cuban people to support their desire to enjoy basic human rights and to freely determine their country's future.
Obama will also make it easier for American telecom companies to do business with the island nation. The move doesn't eliminate the trade embargo between the two countries. However, it could result in thawing Washington's icy relationship with Havana. At least that's the hope expressed by Mr. Gibbs.
In taking these steps to help bridge the gap among divided Cuban families and to promote the increased flow of information and humanitarian items to the Cuban people, President Obama is working to fulfill the goals he identified both during his presidential campaign.
Meanwhile, conservative critics of the move say it will only give more money to Cuba's communist government and rewards their system of repression without any meaningful changes or reforms. On the domestic front, thousands of big infrastructure projects funded by the stimulus package are under budget and ahead of schedule, according to President Obama, who gave the progress report at an appearance at the Department of Transportation. Obama said the highway and bridge projects were approved as part of the stimulus plan passed in February. He stated 150,000 jobs will be created or saved by the projects by the end of next year. Noting the effort is remarkable for how quickly and efficiently the projects have been handled, Obama said competition for the jobs led to under-budget bids for some of the projects. He noted the efficiency of the projects could mean funding for more jobs. General Motors preparing to file bankruptcy by June 1st, that according to the New York Times, which says the Treasury Department has reportedly directed the ailing auto giant to outline plans for bankruptcy in order to receive any further government aid. Stocks finishing the day slightly lower after a slow start to the session. The Dow finished the day down almost 26 points to 8057. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 showed gains, finishing the day up 2 points to close at 858. The NASDAQ flat, gaining almost 1 point to end at 1653. And two quick notes. Legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster Harry Callis passed away today at the age of 73. He collapsed in the press box at Nationals Park in Washington prior to a game between the Nationals and Phillies. And also, the legislature in Vermont is about to consider legislation that would legalize the texting of sexually explicit pictures from cell phone to cell phone. Up next on Dateline Washington, Minnesota Congressman John Klein is with us to talk about the card check legislation and what it will mean for the U.S. economy. Stay tuned.